celebrate Jesus. You know why? Our faith has found a resting place. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we believe. Hallelujah. We trust in the name of the living God. That name is Jesus. Hallelujah. When people are already in a town scattered looking for where to find a faith of rest in a doctrine, in a dogma, in a religion, God brought us to the present truth. Hallelujah. And he gave us the unadulterated word. Our faith has found a resting place. There came a time when David was seeking to bring back the ark of God in the city of David. He tried everything he could, but one day God answered his prayer. And when the ark of God suddenly landed, David discovered that the ark has landed to a resting place of his worship. He began to celebrate him. Hallelujah. But in this last day, the word of God that has been destroyed, that people are using to make money, that people are using to do all manner of things, it has come to rest in its place. Hallelujah. And that is why we are too confident. Praise Master Jesus. Knowing that we are on the right path. Tell your neighbor you are on the right path. Tell him, don't be afraid. I don't need any other arguments. I don't need any disputation. I don't need anybody to convince me for anything. Hallelujah. There is a great conviction that we are on the right path. Hallelujah. The only thing we know, that Jesus that was crucified has given us his word for real to believe. The word of life. Praise Master Jesus. That is why in this age, if you are not in the present truth, go and seek for the truth. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is willing to accept you. God bless you. Please open to me. I want to speak just a short word. Amen. The wisdom of God. Because when we look at the setting like this, yes, please sit down. Amen. When we look at the setting like this, we discover that there are different mindsets in serving the Lord. There are different mindsets people come to God with. Hallelujah. And when you come in a program like this, people have different reasons and different opinions. And that is why some people, before the program starts, they've closed the program. Before the program will start, they've already retired. You know why? Because their heart is not in the program. Now, where I'm going is, you are walking with him with your own wisdom. There is the wisdom of God to lead his people, and there is another wisdom of a man to choose the way to follow him. Praise Master Jesus. And that is why people will have different opinions to serve God. Because if all of us come with the same mindset to serve God, there will be a mutual faith in God's service. I want to let somebody know that the program we are observing is not just a program. It should be a lifestyle. Program will go, come and go. But how is your life attending to the program? Has the program left something in you that will continue the fire? That will continue the process? Because it's a process. It's a journey from earth to glory. It is not a journey where you keep bread and butter. You eat anyhow. It's not a journey where you behave anyhow. That is why that songwriter in that hymn himself, amen, to be like Jesus. To be like him, it takes sacrifice. It takes a decision. A decision to leave your own wisdom and to follow his own wisdom. James chapter 3. From verse 13. Who is a wise man? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. Let's go. Give me 14. But if you have a bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly. That is the wisdom I'm talking about. The wisdom to strive the process of God. The wisdom to disturb the program of God is not from above. It is earthly. It is earthly. When the pastor of the church places a program, it is not him that plans it. He is a pastor of sheep. Definitely, the Lord must lead him out to lead the sheep. The Lord must always give him revelations of how to lead his sheep. So when God has given him this privilege, you have to follow the vision. Because if you leave the vision and say, let's continue, I'm coming, you are in your own level of wisdom. You are not in God's wisdom. You are not in God's plan. We are in number 8, day 8. Some people have retired and said they will meet us when we get to 20-something. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we will get to 20-something. We get there. But I want to let you know today, before my time is up, brother, it is not a program, it's a lifestyle. You hear that? He always said that from 4 years he has been on fasting. It is not a program to him, it's a lifestyle. It has become a lifestyle. A true follower will see a shepherd moving to the right path and follow the shepherd. Follow who know road. You know why? When you follow him, there is a grace that covers you. There is a grace that follows you. Lean not unto your own understanding. If not, you will meet destruction. That is why every day you call him on phone. My leg is paining me. My back is paining me. Why won't he pain you? Because you are not aligned. You are not lined up with his vision. You are not lined up with what God is doing. He said, we need workers here. You are running away. Come to program, you are running away. Why won't the leg pain you? The leg is paining you. That headache is disturbing you for you to come and line up yourself with a vision. Okay, 15. Sorry. 15. Sensual and devilish. These two are very synthetic. Sensual is that kind of wisdom scientists, astrologers, inventors. But in all that great wisdom, they don't know God.
wisdom.
That is when devilish wisdom is what bring Amadio to the village. They think, who is our? How do we do it? Brobina, please go to the neighboring village. Go and house the person. Bring it. You know why? When they bring it, it now become the judge of the people. If they want poison, go meet them. If they want attack, go meet them. If they want this, go meet them. Wickedness. So they went out and acquire wisdom from the devil for the people. That is the wisdom I am talking about that I want to let us understand. 16. For where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion. And every evil works there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. There is a wisdom that comes from above. It is first pure, then peaceable. All around you, you will see peace. Nobody will be pursuing you. Why? Because you sought the wisdom of God that is able to keep. That wisdom is profitable to direct. That wisdom is profitable to secure. That wisdom preserves. Gentle. Anybody who touch you become tiger. Go on. Easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom from God. That is the wisdom I want us to get in this program. Amen. That is the wisdom I want us to get in this program. So that we will not be walking with God and be looking at how we can serve Him in our own way. When you serve God in your own way, I am telling you, that service is not unto God. It is not acceptable. It is a time wasting. There are people I see, I have talked to, you disappear from church, you come back a worker. Remember, it is God you are serving. And the moment you disappear and come back, you are coming back to start where you stopped. There will be progress. There will not be progress. Progress comes in continuity. No matter how difficult it is, continue. There is a God that lifts. But when you go back, say, let me go and rest more, devil will help you rest well. When you come back or resume the service, you will discover, even you will know that something is wrong with your life. You are not attaining. You are not meeting up. This year, 2014, get wisdom. 2024, get wisdom. Sorry? Amen. Now, 2024. This year, 2024, do what? Get wisdom. Wisdom is profitable. Amen. To direct. There is a man called Solomon that God imbued with wisdom. He climbed the throne at age 15. A young king. The kind of wisdom God gave to that brother. The kind of wisdom God gave to him is a divine wisdom. Wisdom that connects everybody in the world to look for him, to hear from him. It is not prophecy. I mean wisdom. And when they came to him, they will say, no, this one is not just Solomon. This is divine speaking. Wisdom to direct. How did he attain it? As young as he is, kingship was looking for him. And he went to pray. Look at what is happening in Israel. All the whole battles David has been fighting. All the, he said, where will I start from? He went to God. He said, Lord, give me wisdom to lead these people. He did not ask for material things. He did not ask, Father, give me armies. Father, he did not ask, empower my soldiers. He said, Lord, give me wisdom. Because in wisdom, those material things are nyafu nyafu. When you get wisdom, wisdom of God, things will be happening in your life. And all the days of Solomon, 40 years, no battle. No battle. No battle. So you see what wisdom can give. You see how wisdom can give you peace. You see how wisdom can make people around you to love you. You see how wisdom can make things around you to work well. Even in your business place. That is the work of wisdom. Because wisdom, you don't buy it in any market. That is why they are looking for wisdom everywhere. Imagine scholars are coming here to look for wisdom from God. You don't buy it, and there's no gold that can buy wisdom. There is no work you will do to get wisdom. Wisdom is giving. Wisdom is giving. No wonder wisdom began to cry in Proverbs chapter 8. Wisdom was crying. Nobody wanted him. Nobody was looking for him. Wisdom cried. Even at the gates, nobody was even asking for wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. But there are men in the Bible that God set aside, amen, and gave them wisdom. In this program, we receive divine wisdom. Divine wisdom to walk with him this year. Are you hearing me? What God is looking for is not to make you a millionaire. That is not what God is looking for. What God is looking for is not to make you marry this year. That is not the plan of God concerning you. That is not what God has in mind. What God has in mind is to plant something in you that will gather those things together and give you. Decide for him this year. Oh God, give me wisdom. Let me walk with you bumper to bumper. Without rest. Wisdom will make you follow God like Mumu. You go there, follow God. Somebody say, God, what is your problem? You are needed. Amen. Wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. There is a man called Daniel. Amen. Daniel was another man that God gave an intensive wisdom. Can you give me Daniel chapter 1 verse 8? Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Daniel was in Babylon where others are merry, drinking the king's wine, celebrating. They saw what they could not see in Israel. They were enjoying Babylon. And one said, no, he separated himself. He denied himself of those pleasures. The reason why he denied himself of such pleasure is because with those pleasures, he can't get wisdom.
He can't pray for wisdom and wisdom will come.
Amen. He denied himself to prepare himself. Daniel chapter 6. He denied himself to prepare himself so that wisdom can come to direct. Because he looked around, all of them are dining. Who will God see to direct when they know they are in a slave land? When God comes to deliver them in the land of Babylon, according to his timing, who will he meet to lead with? To lead them with? So when he look around and say, all these people, I don't understand. He has to separate himself to watch God's own program. Daniel chapter 6, from verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the what? Over the whole realm. Hey, what wisdom can give? An excellent spirit was in him. It takes God's wisdom to bring forth an excellent spirit. Seek for it this year, and you will see God give you an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Daniel is not just an ordinary human being, denied himself. All the while he has been praying, fasting. What he is eating, we don't know. But he has been waiting unto the Lord. We have just a month in a year to wait unto the Lord. And some people are giving excuses. And some people are running away. Some are saying, did they pass on? Let me did. I said, when do we break three? Everybody jam and begin to clap their hand. Nobody wanted 6 o'clock. So it will not become an hunger strike. Nobody wanted 6 o'clock. Everybody was clapping. I think you reduce it to 12. Oh my God, people would have jumped and celebrate. Amen. Live a fasting life this year. You will not die. Daddy has given us the importance of fasting. It is not fasting to equip, to get one kind of power or whatever. It doesn't give you any kind of anointing. What it does is subject this flesh. It keeps this flesh in a corner, and the spirit comes to lead you. We are led by the spirit. So if the flesh is leading you, it's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So it takes the spirit to lead you at the right path if you have wisdom. Because it's profitable to direct. Praise God. So we just enter January, replan, reformat all the former idea of your wisdom you have. Accumulate how to get wisdom. Amen. Because it takes God to give wisdom. Daniel chapter 3. Let me take this last one. Daniel chapter 3. Amen. From 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do not yet serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now, if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabot, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, yet fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour
into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Hey, that is what provoked them. And who is that God? Because they are seeing him. This is an uncircumcised Nebuchadnezzar. To talk to a circumcised servant of God. A child of Abraham. That, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? It's a challenge. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. You know why you have touched Jehovah? We have been working with you normally, but this time around, you just went to touch Jehovah. If it be so, our God whom we serve is not able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hands, O king. Continue, please, long reading. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should hit the furnace 17 times. More than it won't be. What did he say? More than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind, shall tie them, Meshach and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning furnace, fiery furnace. Then these men were bound. After this, run to 25. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 25. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. The same king that said, no God can deliver you from my hand. Now, the wisdom of God in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not allow them to bow to that image. It was a threat to them. But there is a wisdom God has given to them. Wisdom to direct. Wisdom to direct. The reason why you see all manner of things is happening, you live your life anyhow, is because there is no wisdom to direct you not to do that. So Meshach and Abednego, they were thrown bound dead in the furnace of fire. And when they were there, before they got there, Jehovah landed there. All the mighty men that threw them inside the fire, all of them died. And Nebuchadnezzar came close. He said, no, now. He went close. And when he looked, he said, no, now. He's seen 4 men. But there is a particular one he sees. That one does not look like Meshach. It doesn't look like Abednego. It doesn't look like Shadrach. This one is looking like the Son. The Son. The Son. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He said, no, I will serve your God, Meshach. Please bring them out quickly. That is what wisdom can do. See, let me tell you something. Wisdom can set you at peace with your enemy. Are you hearing me? Wisdom. I didn't mean they begin to quarrel and fight. Abuse, kill. They would have killed them. But they were patient. Because they know this guy has touched their God. of God upon their head. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. How do we get wisdom? James 1:5. How do we get the wisdom of God that will direct us this year? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Oh. Amen. And upbraideth not, and it shall be what? Given him. Let's be on our feet. This world is not my home.
Just a
passing through. Hallelujah.
The treasures
are somewhere beyond the blue.
The angels.